This episode of the Ottawa Entrepreneurs Podcast is brought to you by Extension Marketing, the marketing agency that specializes in unique needs and budgets of small to medium-sized businesses. They provide turnkey marketing solutions that get results. You can find out more today at extensionmarketing.com. Now here's your host, Pat Whalen.
Jane, thank you so much for coming on the Ottawa Entrepreneurs Podcast today. We appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Jane, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your company, please, and what it is that you do?
My business is we are Ottawa software company, and we doing secure electronic signature workflow. So you probably already experienced, you know, when you're buying a house these days, there's no paper signing anymore. Everything's in the cloud. So we leverage the latest technology, the cloud infrastructure, and providing service to Canadian, to North America, to global.
And how long have you been in business?
So I'm the founder and the CEO of the company. And I started a company in 2010, roughly like at the end of 2010. The concept was there. And then actually we started doing all the R&D work in 2012. So it's 10 years.
First of all, congratulations. Any business that can, you know, be around in 10 years' time, that's a real milestone for you. So congratulations. That's great. And what were you doing before you started your business?
Okay, so my life is all in high tech. I was studying electrical engineering. So I've been doing hardware. I was a hardware developer all the way to architect, and then business, involving business, product manager, you know, CTO. I was very on the technical role. So when I start Sinority, it's a cloud. At that time, it's like 10 years ago, cloud to a lot of people still relatively new. So I have to relearn everything. And hardware and software has a huge difference there. So basically, I have to relearn everything. And also, I'm doing, with this company, I'm doing business. So I have to learn like pretty much like MBA in real life.
Anyone that's owned a business would say the same thing, would vouch for that, right. No doubt about it. So I'm curious. So, you know, you were working, you had an employer for a long time, and then you decided to go out on your own and start your own business. Do you mind sharing with our listeners, what was the catalyst for that? What made you make that decision?
So it's very interesting. I heard a lot of conversation, but debating. People saying, you know, if is entrepreneur is a learnable thing, skill, or it's when you're born with it. I don't want to get involved in this argument, but I think there is certain type of stereotype to be entrepreneur. That is for sure. For me, is like one thing is it's kind of like inside of me. I always want to do things different from other people. So because of it, this, you always feel like, okay, one day. So there was no clear concept. I said, oh, I have to start a company at certain time. Or no, it's just something. Always wanted to do something different. And at the point of time, I already accumulated enough experience. And even like on the business side, it's brand new for me. But I feel I have the depth. I could learn. I could, you know, expand. But of course, entrepreneurial life is very tough. Okay. I don't want to deny that. So that's the point. I really cannot clearly say. It's just excitement of the technology. And of course, in your life, you have a lot of, hurdles or whatever, something you want to create something. So by this time, I start to think, maybe it's the time. And also, your ecosystem is very important. So I've been in the high tech all my lifetime. And I have a group of, you know, wonderful mentors, advisors, you know, people around me. And then they say, Jay, you should start your company. You have this idea. You have to make this happen. Okay.
So what advice would you give to someone that's maybe thinking of starting their own business? You mentioned mentorship. Would you say that's a key component to try to surround yourself with people that may have been down the path before, they can give you some direction? Would you say that's important?
I think so. I think it's very, very important. Yeah.
So, sorry to interrupt, but yeah, I agree with you. It's at the very least, you know, speak to someone firsthand, because I think sometimes we glorify entrepreneurship. And like you, you know, you mentioned earlier on in the conversation that it's, you don't want to downplay how difficult it can be. So I think people have to go into this knowing that there's tremendous upside, but there's also a part of it too that they have to understand.
Well, let's look at the real stats, right? The percentage for company, I don't even know, like say 3% or, right? It's like everybody is looking at the glory from Google, from Facebook, how they started. Silicon Valley, they started from garage. But in reality, how many Google we have? One. How many Facebook? One, right? So the fail rate is very, very high. So for the new people, if you're seriously thinking this is something you need to do, I would say it's you really have to prepare. You really have to prepare. I mean, because when they start, before they started, you don't know how difficult it could be. But so this is why I said you really have to prepare. I remember it's interesting when I started Sonority, and I met a you must know the company called Prudus, Joseph mm-hmm. Noah. So he actually interesting. He was exit his company that time, and he disappeared for 6 months, and he had a huge successful exit. And I met him in a CEO, a private CEO gathering. So and he asked me, he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm going to start a company. You know, you're doing fax over IP. I'm going to replace you." Well, we kind of joking, right? And he said, "She said very nice," but then he told me he said the same thing. He said, "You know, Jane, you have to prepare." I said, "Yeah, I'm prepared." He said, "No, you were not prepared." I said, "How hard it would be?" He said, "Suicidal." He told me the word suicidal. Now, after 10 years, it is exactly what as he said. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's going to be, the experience is going to be different from one person to the other person, but you have to keep in mind what the suicidal means to you, right? And right. You really need to be prepared for that and determination.
Yeah, and I want our listeners to know we're not trying to scare anybody off here from from starting a business, but just to be as prepared as possible. You mentioned the word prepared a number of times, Jane, and I couldn't agree more. When I'm coaching entrepreneurs, a lot of them I find they're just not prepared, and unfortunately that typically leads to either burnout or to failure. Or so the more that you can prepare now, I'd also like to caution our listeners to. You don't want to spend, 10 years preparing yourself for this. Like at some point you have to jump in, but I guess I would say, don't be naive about, the workload and the expectations and the stress, but the rewards, in my opinion, far outweigh all of that. It's exactly. Something about controlling your own destiny that is, if that's part of your personality, then this is definitely the way to go.
Is your marketing getting the results you want? If not, maybe it's because you're focused on tactics instead of strategy. It's like trying to treat a patient without a proper diagnosis. It just doesn't work. What if I told you we can grow your business by a minimum of $100,000 guaranteed? How can we make such a claim? We're leaders in marketing health and wellness companies like yours. We know your industry. We know what works. We know what doesn't. Visit our website at www.extensionmarketing.com to book your exploratory meeting and find out if we're a good fit for your company.
Would you agree?
100%. And another thing, the fact is you need to get support from your family. If you are single guys, fine. You do whatever. Who cares, right? But if you have a family, as I said, we are human. For me, it's like a human, right? You cannot abandon your family because doing that. Because I'm saying this is my husband is always trust me, always supporting. Mm-hmm. This plays a huge role there. I couldn't imagine if I do this without my husband's support.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've got a very supporting family, and without that, there's no way I could have done what I've done to date, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to talk a bit more about your industry that you're in. What kind of changes do you see coming up in the next, three to 5 years, or is that too long of a time frame to answer that question? Is it more short term?
So it's a very good question, actually, Pat. The thing is, if you talk about 3 to 5 years, I think this is really a long term. You know, in the past, we see people working off, for example, automobile industry. Grandpa is in one place, father in one place, son's in place. Forget it. This time is long gone. Not anymore. What the most interesting thing is, this pandemic changed everything. Who prepared for this? Who knew this? Nobody knows. Since the first lockdown, it changes life forever, right? So in our industry, the lockdown was March 2020. That was the income tax peak time. Right after that, how you can submit your income tax, you can't go into your accounting office, because in the past, the CRA is not giving green lights to e-signatures. So this is still more like a hand-holding type of thing. Lockdown, you have no other choice. So they like remove the red tape, just to say for now, e-signature is you know allowed for the time being, but now is already allowed for the adding more restrictions for this, right? For example, the church, they are very traditional, right? Overnight, you have to beef up your website. You have to get into the Zoom. It's like the whole world is changing. Then 2020, we talk about the COVID time. And then after 21, now this year, 22, right? And now we are in the post-COVID. But what happened is in the post-COVID, because of the COVID, things have been changing, right? Supply chain, pricing, and then plus in the war, you know, between Ukraine and Russia, all those kind of things. Really, I can only see every 3 months there's a change. So as an entrepreneur, you need to be very vigilant. Change, I would say change is good because there's no change, right? There's no opportunities. But how are you going to leverage the change and to grow your business, right? So the traditional business is gone. We all know that. Job is cutting, the traditional one, okay? But there is always a new business there, right? They close one door, open another window, right? So where's the other window for you, right? So yeah, if I were to say 3 to 5 years, it's really long. At least in the next 6 months, digital transformation is a huge. Everybody tried to doing business online and cutting the staff, more layoffs. We already see this is coming, you know, with Shopify, Google, Amazon, all those, right? So this is one thing. Another thing is because of we never experienced such, you know, online, our life is online these days, right? Be vigilant to all the scammer security and all those. And this is why we really need to beef up with all the security, you know, logging, policy, process, you know. And this is just like these days, I would say, the changing is everything's online.
Yeah. There's no doubt there's a huge shift towards that. I found it interesting some of your comments, Jane, because when the pandemic first hit, it amazed me the number of retailers in particular that didn't have an online and e-commerce site set up for themselves. And unfortunately, a lot of them were local people here in Ottawa that, you know, I don't know if they survived or didn't survive, but it certainly couldn't have helped their business financially if they didn't have an e-commerce site. And this was, you know, well into it. Not, I understand the first 3, 4, 5 months, people are reacting, but even sometimes a year later, we found a number of people still did not have that set up. So, you know, you talked about 3 to 5 years being a long period of time and more looking at kind of one just every 3 months. Is there, in your industry, Jane, is there a resource that you go to try to stay on top of these trends, or is it more your personal research that you undertake?
I think a CEO is, you know, it's your command, it's a steering ship, right? And how you do, how sensitive, how you learn, like we're learning every day. Okay, there's so many new things, right? And it's something, you know, I need to, you know, be very, you know, I have to keep learning myself. In terms of resource, I would say ecosystem is extremely important, like, because we're limited, we're human, right? We're limited by the time we're in. networking now these days, all the networking is available. I would say in Ottawa, there are some organizations, for example, Invest Ottawa, you know, helping, you know, the entrepreneur into the community. And actually, I have to thank for Canadian government, you know, for example, like IRAP, OCI, you know, those are the places that you can engage yourself, you know. And I think Invest Ottawa is like, for local, for Ottawa, it's like a hub, okay? And you really can get a lot of information. They have newsletters, everything. On my personal level, I do like reading, found several very good, you know, blogs and online. Those are the people in California, they're like venture capitalists, but they send those blogs, extremely informative and extremely webinars, you can go in there, right? So yeah, it's not like something new here, but I think probably a lot of people are already leveraging those resources. But the thing is, you really need to watch out of your time and don't get distracted, because you can go networking. You can go networking every day. You can go on social media every day, right? So that's the thing. It's very fine lines there, but it's difficult. As I said, you know, this is a part of the entrepreneurial life. You don't know what's happened next minute. You don't know what happened tomorrow. And maybe that's excitement. If you are this type of stereotype, yeah, enjoy it. if you say, oh, I'm afraid of what's going to happen, right? And then this is not a life for you, right?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Jane, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. This has gone by fast. Is there any piece of advice you'd give to someone listening that again is thinking start the business, other than what we've already covered? Is there something that you'd like to add before we let you go?
Yeah, so I would say there's only one thing you need to do is the first thing is, actually it's not just do company, do everything, focus. The issue with focus is you may not even know you were so distracted, but you thought you were focused, but actually you were not focused. Okay, so this is over the 10 years. And actually, I found that I was not focused at all at the beginning. I learned this from the business. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When you know, a lot of times when I'm talking to other entrepreneurs, it's kind of in our nature a little bit to want to see what the next thing is. And sometimes you're right, we do lose our focus and we maybe go out, chase something we shouldn't be chasing because we haven't completed this over here yet. So I think that's really good advice. Jane, where can our listeners find out more about your company?
So our website is sonority.com. You can find us on the LinkedIn and in the social media, like Twitter. But for us, our business is mainly like a business, B2B type, you know. So, yeah, we do have Facebook as well. But for sure, on LinkedIn, you can find us. Yeah, in our website, yes.
Great. Thanks so much, Jane, for doing this. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's been a really pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks.
If your company or organization is looking to improve your marketing, go to the Extension Marketing website at extensionmarketing.com and book a discovery call today.